Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel. And welcome back, everyone, to the Mouse Ears Podcast. I am one of your wonderful hosts tonight, Brooks. And man, I have my two co-hosts back with me. First, I have Kelton. How are you doing, Kelton?
Brooks, you are wonderful, first off. And I'm happy to be here. I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it. And then we have our face of the Mouse Ears Podcast, because we're the voice, we're the... Kelton and I have the faces for radio.
Absolutely.
But the face for the podcast. Steph, how are you doing, Steph?
Well, honestly, I'm doing wonderful. Just absolutely blissful here, Brooks. But I just noticed it's the guy's night plus Steph. That's what it's turned out to be.
No.
I'm just here providing laughter.
And we do have a lot of that here on the podcast. Man, I am looking forward to tonight's episode. We're bringing back one of our ranking episodes, a top three. We'll get into what the topic is here in a minute. But first, we have some new news, and we're going to our special correspondent, Kelton, out there in Texas. Kelton, how are you doing tonight?
Thank you, Brooks. And I'm telling you, if people one day see these videos, they're going to go, what are they doing? But anyway, we're going to get on to the new news. So if you have been on any social media site or follow anything Disney, you have probably heard that Tiana's Bayou Adventure has now been actually pushed for an opening to summer of 2024, which is now aligned actually with the Country Bear Musical Jamboree opening in 2024 as well for summer. So it almost is looking like it might be a tolerable time to go to Disney in August, so you can actually experience both of these attractions. So it might be worth, you know, trenching through the 3 o'clock rainstorms and the 110 degree heat. So it might be something to look forward to. You'd be able to get on Tiana's Bayou, hopefully, to cool down in some of that cold water that everybody was selling on eBay when it was Splash Mountain so many months ago.
Now, do we think it's going to be early summer, midsummer, or late summer? Because Disney loves to keep us guessing, like they did with the Hatbox Ghost coming, you know, fall. And it was literally the last day of fall.
I don't know. I mean, well, Brooks,
I think late summer, honestly, the way that they pushed it. I think
they're definitely going to split it.
I mean, it's going to be the summer of the Frontierland.
It seems to be. So.
But, can we put that on a shirt?
you're going to Disney here. Well, by the time this drops, you will have returned from Disney. So you'll have to give us an update.
Going.
Finally,
third time's a charm, right? Hey, at least you are. I still haven't been yet.
It is happening to me.
Ooh, and you'll finally get to listen to the new Epcot Luminous show too, right?
The Symphony of Us.
Yeah, we do have the face for radio.
And hopefully Ellie stays up for Happily Ever After.
Hmm.
Well, so. It might be worth, you know, hit that second nap and come back in you know, at the old 5 o'clock hour, hit the flag retreat ceremony, which is actually a tradition in my family. You always got to hit the 5 o'clock flag retreat ceremony in town center, and then pick up your corn dog nuggies from Casey's Corner, grab your spot, and just wait, put on some Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or Bluey.
Gosh, I love Casey's Corner. Oh. I digress. Continue.
We've got a second piece of new news.
New news.
Just announced Typhoon Lagoon is opening on March 17th. So we're doing the old flip-flop. Typhoon Lagoon opening up for the summertime. Blizzard Beach going down for their six-month refurbishment. Happens every year. We all know it's coming. Blizzard Beach will open up again sometime in the September-October range. So stay tuned for that if you're Blizzard Beach fans. But for all of my Wilderness Explorers, and not talking about Animal Kingdom, but the cabins at Fort Wilderness. If you are like the three of us on here and do not own DVC points, we can start booking those. Well, for people like my co-host Brooks and Steph here, who are both annual pass holders, they can start booking the cabins starting March 20th for annual pass holders. And then everybody else who's a lot like me and doesn't have an annual pass because maybe you live 1,000 miles away and, you know, plane tickets are expensive, we can book it starting the next day, March 21st. I know, the little violins, it's sad. It's sad. Try working for an airline and you still have to buy tickets, but I'm going to leave it at that. That's all I have for the new news. Back to you, Brooks.
Why, thank you, Kelton. Okay. When you talk about little violin, real quick, I need to share with y'all the picture of like 19-year-old me in like shirt and tie, deadly serious with his violin. Devil went down to Georgia. So I played violin for 3 years.
Did you actually play Devil Went Down to Georgia?
I was not that good. No.
So you didn't play it as quickly as Charlie Daniels?
No. I did. Gotcha. I did learn how to play Jeopardy and the Flintstones.
Nice.
So, what could have been? Anyway, but that is our new news, and it's now time to get into our topic. So our topic tonight is we're doing a top three, and it's our top three snacks, but not just snacks, snacks available on the dining plan.
These people should not be surprised it's a food top three.
Oh, yeah. No. But we're going to dive in a little bit into the dining plan before we get into our rankings tonight. Kelton, Steph, do y'all want to start off just a quick rundown of the dining plan?
I butchered the new news. You go right ahead.
All right, so for all of our listeners who might not know about the Disney Dining Plan, Disney offers two dining plans. The Disney Dining Plan, which is more geared towards people who are guests who enjoy table service meals. And we have the Quick Service Dining Plan. The name says it all, right? So upon this episode dropping, Disney just ended their Disney Plus promotion for free dining for the summer. So you'll be seeing a lot of people enjoying that this summer. Hopefully you got a chance to take advantage. If not, stay tuned for any possible new Disney dining promotions that may come again in the future. I know that when Disney did drop the dining plans and then followed by the free dining for Disney Plus subscribers, the internet broke. People were not expecting it. People were excited as heck. But anyways, going into what these different plans entail, here's some important information. It is for guests ages 3. Oh, sorry. For guests ages 3 through 9, you must order off the children's menu where applicable. Dining plans are purchased for the full length of your trip only. So this includes, you know, your resort stay plus tickets. Meals are non-transferable between party members. It is not limited to per day. It is not limited to per day.
Which is a big one, because that one I always got. So in turn, if you're staying for an 8-day night, which would be great, you do not have, you know, it's not a one person. You get a snack, you know, per day type of thing. If you want to eat 8 Mickey premium bars on your second day there, first day at the Magic Kingdom, if you want to eat all 8, you can do that. As long you have, it's just giving you one per night stay. But yeah, you can use all of your dining credits up on the first day and then suffer the rest.
So you're basically going based off of your credits. And then if you want to roll it over or whatnot, you can. That's great to know.
So I will say my our first trip that Kelsey and I went on, like where we stayed a whole week, we did the dining plan where we had the table service and everything. And by the and we tried to actually save all of our snacks for when we went to Epcot because they were having Festival of the Arts during that time. So we could use those snacks for all the different kiosks. So that's one way to do it. And then we've also, we also saw several people that at the end of the trip, they had like 8 to 10 credits throughout their family. So they were just buying, they were going, they were at Starbucks and literally just buying coffee for everyone. Like, who wants a coffee?
But it's non-transferable.
Yeah. So they, yeah, they bought it and then handed it to us.
Ah, the loop-de-loops.
Yes.
Oh.
I was muted. It happens on Teams all the time, too. You can also, any of those packaged snacks, so right, the Mickey Head Rice Krispie Treats, they can make it through TSA at MCO. Just saying.
Good tips. Pro tips. So, anyways, everything, all of your credits do expire at midnight on the day you check out. So make sure you get your snacks in, even if you're traveling. Guests 21 plus may substitute beverages for beer, wine, or a cocktail with a valid ID. So, hello. moving on. So I'm going to dive a little bit deep into the Disney dining plan, specifically what they offer and just what are some of those table service meals that are included, right? So Disney dining plan, you get the option of one quick service meal, one table service meal, one snack or beverage, one resort refillable mug for resort fill-ups only. Now, little fun fact about these resort mugs, they're a great souvenir, but they're only usable, and I put that in quotations, while you're on your resort stay. They have like a little scan on the bottom, so you can only use them while you're, you know, at the resorts or while you're at your stay. You can't come back 2 months later and expect to be able to use it. So only we've valid tried. For then. Yeah, me too. I'm guilty. So what is included in a table service meal for the Disney dining plan? Well, it includes a breakfast meal, one entree and one beverage, or a one buffet or family style plus one beverage. Or for instance, a brunch, lunch, or dinner, one entree, dessert, and beverage, or one buffet or family style plus one beverage. Any questions? Any questions at all? Nope, moving on. All right.
Excellent.
We then have the quick service dining plan, very, very similar to the latter. This one, however, is instead of one table service and one quick service, the quick service dining plan has two quick service meals per night of stay per person, one snack or non-alcoholic beverage, and one resort refillable mug for resort fill-ups only. Pretty self-explanatory, right? So what is included in a quick service meal? One entree, one beverage, non-alcoholic or alcoholic, depending on your age. And for guests ages 10 plus, your beverage choices can include milkshakes, fresh smoothies, hot chocolate, sodas, teas, or coffee. Although, coffee, Joffrey's coffee? Sorry, I had to put a plug in.
I have a question.
Please.
What are these snack options? We gotta know. Give us some ideas.
Thank you. Thank you for asking. So, very in tune with the episode of tonight, which is snacks. Disney has so many food options, so many snacks. Before I do dive into it, I do want to let the audience know these dining plans do not include festival food or drinks. Or do they? They don't, right? Because they're not quick service and they're not table service. They're like more like kiosks.
I believe so.
I think they do.
Yeah, they do.
Certain ones. It's not all of them.
It's not all of them.
Yeah. So whenever you're at a quick service and you're wondering if what you're purchasing is included in the dining plan, the Disney dining plan emblem, which is purple and white, it will be next to the item on the menu. So you'll be able to see what is eligible and what is not. But you can't, I know this is how it was pre-COVID, you can use your dining plan snacks for festival, because that's what we did whenever we had the table service plan.
It's worth its weight in gold then.
Yes.
Just for the festival alone. Well, anyways, snack options. So tonight's episode, we're doing our top three snacks to get with the dining plans, whether it's quick service or the dining. But some of the snack options available for guests that choose to include a dining plan may choose from frozen ice cream, novelty, popsicle, or fruit bar, 2 scoops of hand-scooped ice cream, popcorn scoop, a single serving, I should say, a piece of fruit like apple, banana, or orange, single serve of bagged snacks such as almonds or cotton candy, 20-ounce bottle of soda or water, 20-ounce fountain drink, single serve of coffee, hot chocolate, hot tea or milk, a cup of soup, maybe also add on toppings such as dipping cheese sauce. Yum.
Like for your pretzels.
Mm-hmm. We've all been there. So what is not included before we actually get into our top threes, right? Any item that is more than a single serving, not acceptable. Any item that is served in a souvenir container, such as a popcorn bucket or drink sipper, not accepted. Any item considered to be merch, such as a topper or glow cube, for instance, not accepted. Any special dining events at table service restaurants, also not accepted. Do any of you guys want to mention how to use the Disney dining plan?
I can.
Okay.
So to use the dining plan, very simple. All you got to do is just present your Magic Band, Key to the World card, or even now you can use your Disney, My Disney Experience app to your server or cashier and just let them know you want to use a snack credit, quick service credit, table service, you know, just as easy. If you're getting one of the novelty ice creams or popcorn from, you know, one of those stands somewhere out in the park, they got the little keypad touch thing there. Just follow the directions on the screen. It's very, very simple. So, yeah, that's it.
So, I mean, this episode has got me a little hungry just talking about all the snacks. But like I said, we're going to do our top three of the snacks available on the dining plan. So we are ranking our top three with an honorable mention. And we're looking.
Duh.
Yeah, we have to have honorable mentions. Now, real quick, we didn't discuss it before. Are we mentioning honorable mention at the very beginning, at the end, after, or right before number one?
I say the end.
I was going to say right before number one. I don't know.
We're going to do the Watch Mojo as they would do. Like, it's like a few honorable mentions before we get to our number one.
Yeah, the suspense.
Yeah, Watch All Mojo right. not a sponsor. But
changing it up.
Yeah, so I'm we're doing our top three with an honorable mention, and we're looking for food that have these three qualities: taste, visual appeal, and value. Each category will have a numerical value of up to 5 with a total possible score of 15. And what we're going to do is at the end, the food that collectively has the most points, I will get that snack on our trip this weekend.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait.
Thankfully, there's not a $50 snack on there. So, because no, you can't.
I think everything really tops out. I think the most expensive I saw was like between $8.50 and $9. Mm-hmm. So how are we rating these? Are like the three of us going to go through and say, Kelton, I give that like a 3? Or how doing this?
I've made values for all my stuff. We didn't really talk about that.
We have to make our own values?
I made values for my own.
Oh, it's 5s across the board for me then.
For everything?
Everything.
But then how do you differentiate from 3, 2, and 1?
I'll have to figure it out.
I mean, I went into like 0.25s and stuff. You know me. I'm going to go the extra mile. I'm going to go on the walking sidewalk, the city walk.
That's right. So if we're going to do that, then I think you should go ahead and lead us off so you can show us how it's done. So then I can quickly jot down my my points over here.
Oh, man. So, and I have a tie for number 3 because they're at the exact same place and I have to get.
You're always breaking rules.
So my number 3 is a tie between LeFou's Brew and Gaston's Cinnamon Roll at Gaston's Tavern in Fantasyland Magic Kingdom. So LeFou's Brew, and it's not with the souvenir cup because with the souvenir cup is not eligible for the dining plan, but you can get it regular. Just in a plastic cup, and that is eligible for the dining plan. So both of these items too cost the same amount. It's $6.79. So for some reason I have tastiness written. For LeFou's Brew, I have it 3.75. For the cinnamon roll, I have a 4. For visual, that's where LeFou's was a little bit better at a 4. Gaston's was a 3.75, and then the value for both of them, I have it at a 4. So my rating for both of them were, that's why I tied, was a 11.75 out of 15. I knew I shouldn't have gone first.
Now I'm sitting here going, how am I supposed to come up with point values like that?
Well, that's why I asked first if we were doing 5s or 10s, because I didn't have percentage. I didn't have points.
Full disclosure, I'm not good at math. So if you see me counting my fingers.
Don't judge. We're doing Disney math over here.
Oh, Lord. Do you want me to go next, Kelson?
Yes.
Mine's not tallied up, so we can do the math together. All right. So, Brooks, you did your number 3, correct? My number 3 is a classic. It is the Premium Mickey Ice Cream Bar. Now, why, you may ask? Yeah. I mean, when I think of a Disney snack, that is literally the first thing that comes to my mind, because again, the word classic, pew, 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 it's like neon lights in front, right? I feel like it's one of those snacks that you can never go wrong getting. It's always going to hit home, whether it's just because of the comfort of it being a Mickey-shaped snack or because it's so hot that you just really want something cold and refreshing. And plus we all can take great pictures of a Mickey ice cream bar too. Hello, Instagram. So Premium Mickey ice cream bar, that is my number 3. Now I did not tally them up, but I will say this. Ooh, that was my pen. Sorry, guys. For taste, I would give it a 3.5. Now, why? Because, well, at the end of the day, yes, it's delicious, and yes, it's reliable. It's really nothing new. You're really getting it for the shape. right? It's vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate. So for taste, it's a 3.5. Visual appeal, I give it a 4. Why? Because it's in a Mickey shape. But of course, Florida, the Mickey isn't always intact. I've taken my fair share of pictures of the Mickey ice cream bar broken up. It's always sad. It's a sad time. But again, it's still a Mickey-shaped snack. So again, it just hits home. It just kind of warms your heart. And for the value, I give it a 2. Why? We will go down the list of my snacks, and you will see that the Mickey ice cream bar is on the higher price range. But not only that, it is something that you find throughout the entire Walt Disney World property, whether it's the parks, Disney Springs, or whatever. And, you know, if it's something that you can find so much throughout the parks, you know, I feel like it's just, you know, it's $6.50. That's pretty steep for an ice cream, if you ask me. And you can find it at the grocery stores. So I don't know what that tallies up to. 3.5, 4, and a 2. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9.5.
Yep.
That 9.5. Thank you. So that is my rating. And like I said, I love the Mickey ice cream bar. I feel like I can always have it. It would be a wonderful go-to snack with your Disney dining plan, as you can find it literally anywhere, even if you're in Disney Springs. But that's it.
I will say I did not put it on mine because you can literally get it at I love them, but the fact that you can still get them as well at the grocery store was the reason I didn't put it on mine.
But do they taste the same as the theme park?
I would say, I mean, they're fully intact when they come fresh out of your freezer.
Ooh. Fighting words.
I mean,
we apologize to all of our ODV cast members out there who struggle.
And that's not a knock on Disney, because, I mean, it's hard to have it in 110 degree heat in Florida. But, I mean, it's also nice when you're curled up in a blanket eating the Mickey bar watching your favorite Disney movie. So that feels great as well. But Kelton, what is your number 3?
I am so happy you asked. So my number 3 comes from Hollywood Studios over at Epic Eats, and it is the funnel cake. Funnel cakes are messy and everything, and that is quite okay. But it was one of those things I found on one of our days trying to spend snacks, because I'm not going to spend a snack on like a soda or a bottle of water. That's on the cheap end. I want something that has the value. And this funnel cake caught my eye. And y'all, when I tell you how good that sucker was, it was delicious. So the funnel cake I'm specifically talking about, and actually I'm pulling it up right now on my computer, is the funnel cake with cookies and cream and soft serve vanilla ice cream for $8.49. So now we're getting into the numbers. So what are our numbers? I gotta get them back up. So taste wise, I mean, you know, the funnel cake, half the time when you pull it right out of the fryer, comes out nice and warm. When you mix that with the ice cream, gets it all, the ice cream melts and the funnel cake's now cold. It, to me, I think it's a delicious taste. So I gave taste a 4. The visual appeal, sometimes I don't know if it's really Instagram quality per se, but so for the visual appeal, gave it a 3, just keeping it nice and easy. But as for value, solid 5, Brooks, for the value. I mean, a snack at $8.50, I mean, that's what I'm giving. So If my Disney math is correct, I'd have to say that's a 12 for my number three.
Now, I will say this too. Are we doing it? And again, we did not talk about this enough before we got on. But if we have, if one appears on our list, we combine those numbers.
I think would we you should.
Say, yeah. Okay. That's what I was thinking. I just wanted to clarify that. So do y'all just want to go in the same order for number two? Okay.
Yeah.
So my number two, and I originally thought this was going to be my number one, but when I started crunching the numbers, it fell to number two. So my number two is the original Dole Whip.
Ooh.
So the original Dole Whip, which you can get at a lot of places, but in Magic Kingdom, you can get it at Aloha Isle and Sunshine Tree Terrace. And it's, again, it's just one of those iconic treats. And it's, especially on a hot Florida day, it is so refreshing. And even when it starts melting, it's almost better when it's a little melted and you can drink it a little bit. Oh, man. I'm looking forward to having one this weekend. But so getting into the numbers. So for taste, I have it at a 4.75. Ooh. I rated this one very high. My number two and number one were ranked very high. So for visual appeal or Instagram, I have it at a 4, and a value because you can get it so many places in Disney. I mean, you can get it at the Polynesian, Disney Springs, so many places. It brought down the value just a little bit, but it's still a great price at $5.79.
It's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, very reasonable. 4.25. So bring, and the reason I did 2.5 because it brings it to a nice even 13 out of 15. So that is my number two.
That's a quality number two. I mean, Dole Whips are very popular. It's
like I said, before we had talked about doing the numerical, I actually had that at my number one.
Oh,
but when
boy.
I started doing the numerical, I was like, is my number two? And I was shocked. So
does anyone want to guess what my number two was? Is
a popcorn scoop.
Nope. It's the Dole Whip.
Oh.
And I
high five.
So yes, I'll say this. I also had it as my number one. And then when I started doing more digging, I'm like, oh, it's actually my number two. So I had the exact same thought process as you, Brooks. However, originally I did want to do the OG Dole Whip and just kind of like across the board, you can get it anywhere. But then I'm like, I feel like I should go based more on what I like and what I typically want to get every single time. So it's a little bit slightly different than yours. Because mine is specifically the coconut Dole Whip that you can only get at Aloha Isle in Magic Kingdom. When I tell you, I have quite literally gone to Magic Kingdom, beeline it straight to Adventureland and Aloha Isle just to get the ice cream, walk out of the park with the ice cream in hand. That's all I went to the park for because I love it that much. So. And it's the only location that I know of on Walt Disney World property that you can get specifically coconut Dole Whip. Now, you can get all kinds of different flavors. I mean, Disney Springs, Polynesian, Animal Kingdom. I mean, Dole Whip is king for Disney fans as far as like a tasty and refreshing snack, right? But coconut Dole Whip, I didn't know I loved it as much as I didn't expect to love it as much as I did. So how do I rank it? For taste, I'd give it a 4. It is really freaking good, and it's not like anything you can get anywhere else. So it's definitely up there. I I'm shy of giving it a 5 because it's just one flavor. That was my reason for that. Visual appeal, I give it a 2.5. Now, you'd say, well, that's pretty low. Well, there's really nothing to it. I mean, you look at some of these other Dole Whip floats, and they can be very pretty, very colorful. They'll sometimes have like a little chocolate figure thing on it. However, when you look at a Dole Whip, I mean, the coconut one specifically is just, you know, looks like vanilla ice cream, like a soft serve. And honestly, when it's really hot and I just look at people around me with ice cream in their hands, I just get such an urge to eat an ice cream and just that cold snack. So I, you know, I'll always want that cold snack on a hot summer day. And by summer, I mean a hot Florida day because every day's summer here, right? So visual appeal, 2.5. And then the value, I give it a 5. It is $5.99 for that cup, and you will be eating at it for a while. You know, it's a lot. It's different. You really can't get any. There's all kinds of Dole Whips, but you can only get the coconut one at Aloha Isle. I think the price is really perfect. You know, we talked about, just thinking back to visual appeal too, you know what's great is that there are so many photo ops around the area. So as long as you can get it before your ice cream melts, it's just, you know, something as simple as just like the location of it. You're in Adventureland. It's like, it just feels hot. And you go to Adventureland, to Frontierland, it's hot. You have that connection and you're just like, man, oh man, I just want to cool off. So location, just how few, you know, coconut Dole Whips exist, and just the size of it for the price, I give it a 5. So counting on my fingers, 5 + 4 = 9 + 2 = 9, 10, 11.5. So I give it an 11.5. I just did math in my head. Guys, be proud.
A round of applause to you, Steph. That's
accurate. Thank you. Thank you.
So interesting thoughts between the both of you on the Dole Whips there. That was, I'll give you that. I, please, Disney fans, don't hate me. I'm not a fan of the Dole Whip. I'm not. It's just not my thing. Yeah, I know.
Brooks has left the building.
Yeah. Yeah, Brooks is like, good to know you. You're no longer on the podcast. We'll see you later. So now if you guys know why I won't be on next week, that'll be why. Brooks said I had to take a week off. For that comment, you're done.
Now I'm curious what your number two is.
So my number two, I was in a toss-up on this one. And I'll explain why. But my number two is the homemade ice cream cookie sandwich from the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor in Magic Kingdom. Now, it's an interesting one. Priced out at $7.49, but it is a snack. So it is on, you know, I like to think it's on the larger side. Yes, one person could eat it, but split it with two people. Casey and I, you know, we'll split all the time. So my ratings go across. I had all fours. However, I remember back to my last trip. Now, you could eat this one of two ways. You could pick it up and just, you know, take a big bite out of it. I would not recommend eating it with just a spoon. You do kind of need a knife to cut this cookie. So I had to take that half a point off from somewhere, so I took it off of taste. So for taste, I give it a 3.5. It is delicious. It is definitely worth being my number two. That's my.
I have never had it. Please give it a shot. Do you have a picture? Do you have a picture you can put on the Facebook page?
I sure can. I'm gonna make a note of that too.
Please and thank you. I'd love to see that because that is not something I've had the pleasure of enjoying just yet.
So, as for visual appeal, it's just two chocolate chip cookies and some ice cream. So I gave it a 4. It's Instagram worthy. It's kind of plain, but original. It's not too crowded for an Instagram picture. But for value wise, $7.49, I gave it a 4 because it is on the more expensive side, but you could, it would be a decent snack for two people. So, you know, that's what, $3.75 a person, really, if you think about it. So, and I'm all about using snacks on the more expensive items. So, all in all, what is that? A 4, 8, 9, 10, 11 and a half for mine, for my number two. So, yeah.
No, solid pick.
Thank you.
So we are now approaching our number ones. But before we go to number one, go quickly on our honorable mentions, one that just didn't really make the cut. So I'll go, and I feel like mine is a pretty controversial one because it's one that people love or hate. So, because, like I said, I'm going for ones you can get on the dining plan. I actually went out of the galaxy to Batu in Hollywood Studios at the milk stand, the green milk. So, like I said, when we release a video, just the shaking of heads on this one.
I cannot believe that that's only an honorable mention.
That is, it is an honorable mention. Now, like I said, you can't use it towards like the specialty ones. So the one that had like the fruit flavorings and the sprinkles and all that I had my last trip. That one would not have been eligible, so you can't do that. But for taste, and I chose the green over the blue. I feel like the blue is the one that's a little more popular. I personally like the green better. I did the taste. I gave it a 4. Visual, because I think it's just very unique, I also gave that a 4. Value is for me where it went down because it is on the pricier side. It's not very big and it's $8.49 for the milk. So value, I gave that a 1. Even though I like it, it is on the pricier end for snacks. So that brought it up. That brought it to a 9. So that is my honorable mention. Again, we bring the controversy here on the Mouse Ears podcast. So, Steph, what is your honorable mention?
I'm going with a coffee. Oh gosh, uh-oh. Someone had to do it. My honorable mention. Blah, 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 I cannot talk. Is Joffrey's coffee? Now, you know. How do you pick?
I want that one. Usually.
The one that's closest to me.
So I had this conversation with Mike before I got on. And he's the reason why I felt like this should be an honorable mention and on my list. Because he's like, when I think of a snack, I think of food. I don't really think of coffee. And that's the only reason why it's an honorable mention, because frankly, I mean, the ratings for Joffrey's, from my personal opinion, are pretty high. So what I love about Joffrey's is that they do have all kinds of different drinks, not just for seasons, but for different rides and for different events and for different yada, yada, yada. So there's always something new to try. And there's a lot to be said about that. And not everyone likes like flavored coffee drinks. You know, people like coffee straight, you know, and not get fancy with it. But I absolutely enjoy it. For me, it's like a dessert. I tell myself, yeah, I need coffee. I'm tired. It's just a placebo. It's really just because I want coffee. I enjoy the taste. So I'm going to go based off of my number one favorite Joffrey's coffee that I've had so far. And let me tell you, this was hard to pick too. But Brooks, I mentioned this one to you if you ever get a chance to try it. if you go to the Skyliner Hub, there is a Joffrey's coffee stand right outside of it. And they have there a toffee flight latte. And it's made with salted caramel toffee bits, whipped cream, caramel, and then extra toffee.
I had that on my last trip.
You did?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
I listen, I love like Heath candy. I love like Twix and all that stuff. Salted caramel. Salted caramel. And I cannot even tell you. Like, I've never had a coffee so good. It was so good. And I honestly recommend it to anyone who likes like desserty, flavorful coffees. And so for taste, I will give it a 4.5. My half is only because I haven't tasted it with alcohol, but I bet it would be really good too. And then visual appeal, a 4. It's, you know, as much as I love that Joffrey's does get a little bit creative with like their crumbles and stuff, at the end of the day, it's just coffee in a cup with whipped cream, right? So there's only so many ways you can pose it. And then the value, I honestly do not remember what the price is, but Joffrey's are typically around $6, give or take. It's a pretty big cup. Light on the ice, maybe you get a little bit more. So what is it? Value, I'll give it a 4. So 4, 4, that's 8, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12.5 for my toffee flight latte from Joffrey's. But again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Joffrey's has so much variety. So much variety. I could honestly probably have a whole episode with Brooks just on Joffrey's coffee and all the different Joffrey's available because there really are so many. So, you know, have at it. If you like coffee and you have a snack credit, make it a point to try something different for where coffee is concerned. And there's also alcohol. So
now, according to your point values, that's actually your number 2.
Well, I'm still having it be an honorable mention.
Okay.
It's just, yeah. I'm in my crazy mind, I'm keeping with my snacks as food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kelton, what is your honorable mention?
Mine is pretty simple. I think it just, for me, did not make the list. Mickey Premium Bar is my honorable mention. And here's why. Very simple, just going to dive in. Taste, to me, not the best. It's vanilla ice cream and chocolate. It's not one of my favorites. That's why I gave it a 2 for me. Visual appeal, got a slapper with a 4. I mean, if it's not cracked, if you can get that perfect Instagram photo, Mickey Premium Bar, castle behind, you know, I'll give it a 4 because it's kind of a 50-50 shot if it's going to be cracked or not. That's just how they come out of the box, coming from a previous ODF, ODV cast member who sold these. They do the best they can. Value, solid 2. I mean, it's expensive. You can get them all over the place. I'm giving her a 2. So, honorable mention, Mickey Premium Bar.
All right. So, we are now getting to our number 1. I'm interested to see if any of us have the same ones.
So I say no.
Yeah, I don't think
Yeah, I think that's
so
my guess.
There are so many snacks out there.
There really are.
I'd be very surprised if we do. So, yeah. So kick us off.
My number 1, and it is in Epcot, over there in China. It is the pork egg rolls.
Good choice.
Now, you can get them at 2 places. You can get them at there's a little restaurant, the Lotus Blossom Cafe. Or you can get them at the kiosks where Kelsey and I got them at the Joy of Tea little kiosk cart. I got a boba tea, and we first got a order of egg rolls to split because we were sad that we weren't able to try the cheeseburger egg rolls in Magic Kingdom because they were not available when we were there the day before. So we got these to satisfy our egg roll fix. As soon as we tried them, I immediately had to get back in line to get another order because I was told we were not sharing. It was very reasonably priced. It is probably the most reasonably priced food I've ever had at Disney. So for two, it was $5.75, and it came with dipping duck sauce.
Yeah.
So for taste, solid five.
Nice.
Visual appeal, it is two fried rolls with duck sauce. Give it a 4.5 because I like fried food. Value, I couldn't rate it higher than five, so it was a five. So it came out to be 14.5 out of a possible 15. So just because my doctor would get mad at me eating fried food, I couldn't give it a five on Instagram appeal. So I had to knock it down 0.5 for that. But
man, I have not tried it and I want to now. I'm so hungry.
And like I said, it's just so reasonably priced.
Yeah.
A lot of people talk about it is literally the cheapest snack that I have on my list, and I got the most food out of it.
Yeah. Mom.
Except for the Gaston cinnamon roll. Have y'all seen that thing? That thing is gigantic.
Oh, yeah.
So. I actually had that on my last trip. So that and a nice cup of coffee. Sat in Gaston's chair and ate my cinnamon roll. It was
I immediately had blood work afterwards, which is why I might have got put on metformin.
You see, I calculate that. I make sure that my blood work is before my Disney trip. It is calculated, my friend. Oh, man.
So, Steph, what is your number four? Number one. Why did I say number four?
I don't know, but it's... Well, listen, you just rated fours across the board, right? Well, fours and fives.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this much. My number one has five across the board. No shame in that. So we're going to go over to Animal Kingdom.
Oh,
to
yeah.
To Satouli Canteen. And we're going to get the blueberry cream cheese mousse. Now,
nice.
I don't like blueberry. I can't even tell you, like, I don't eat them. This dessert, oh my God, it is an experience of love, of happiness, of all that is good for my taste buds. So let me paint you a picture, because this is one of the most beautiful desserts. Plus, it is really, really reasonably priced. And it just bursts with flavor in your mouth in the best way possible. So you've got like this gelatinous ball, blue ball with white coloring and mousse on the inside. It's blueberry. Then you got another little ball over it, and it's gelatinous with like passion fruit. So you got like this tart going on. You got the blueberry cream cheese. Now you got a little passion fruit tart and a little white little meringue on the top with like a schmear of raspberry goodness on the plate. I dream about this dessert, guys. If you haven't had it, do yourself a favor. Even if you do not like blueberry or passion fruit, if you like tart and sweet and just refreshing, oh my gosh, it's so good. So for taste, five. It is nothing that I expected at all, and it blew me out of the water. I've had friends that I've gone to Disney with, and I'm like, you need to try this. Like, do yourself a favor and try this. And they get hooked. It's just, Then visual appeal. I mean, this dessert is beautiful. The presentation is gorgeous. The colors are vibrant. I mean, everything is just so Instagrammable and so alluring. And then we get to the value. For $5.79, guys, I'll be totally honest with you. Before coming on this podcast today, I pulled up a picture of this moose with Michael sitting next to me, and we mimicked how big the moose would be and how many bites it would take from the both of us. And we calculated, like, it would probably be anywhere from 3 to 5 scoopfuls per person shared by 2 people. That's not small. It's very enjoyable. Now, are you still left wanting to buy another one? 100%. 100%. But again, for the value, for the visual, for the taste, for just how happy it makes you feel, 5. Just 5. So 15 for the blueberry cream cheese mousse. That's the Thule Canteen at Animal Kingdom for $5.79.
Centuli Canteen is so underrated.
Oh, 100%.
The best quick service on all of Walt Disney World property.
Maybe that'd be a good episode.
I said
most underrated quick service restaurants.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Just on Centuli Canteen.
We could also do that too. But
so, Kelton, what is your number one?
Yeah, I'll finish it up. Probably one of my favorites, actually ties with my number 3, is the you could take your pick, blue or green milk from Hollywood Studios over in the Star Wars land. Absolutely. I'm telling
that's
you.
That's your number one?
That's my number one.
One? Are you serious?
What?
I'm looking at my list. I'm going, I kind of did things backwards, but it's my number one. So let me taste. I'm giving it a solid 5. I love it. Even
which one?
Without either? Both of them.
Oh, okay.
Either or. Yeah. So even without the alcohol that you can get with it, to me, I think it's still delicious. And I will get it every time. Absolutely. Visual appeal. Hello. Turn around. Boom. Spaceship from Star Wars right there. Picture. Kylo Ren could be walking by. Picture. At like Instagram is right there. Giving it a 5. Value, solid 2. Because it is a small cup for one person. And per the price on the Disney World website at $8.99. I mean, yes, if I were making $1.5 million a year and staying at the presidential suite in the main tower at Disney's Contemporary Resort, I'd probably get in line and get a second one at that price, but I don't make that much and I cannot afford to stay in the presidential suite at Contemporary. I'm giving her a 2, which actually point wise ties with my number 3, I think it is. So, but that's my number 1 for being a true Star Wars fan for some of you on this podcast.
I mean, I'm all for it.
I almost did Ronto wrap for one of mine, but it ended up not making the cut.
Why were you guys so surprised?
I never heard you ever talk about blue or green milk. I feel I've heard Brooks talk about it, but I don't think I've ever heard you talk about it.
Ah, the old secrets.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it a secret. It is. Yeah. I do really enjoy it.
I thought you would say something like the Num Num cookie, honestly.
God, those are good. It could have been that. I almost picked the pulled pork and mac and cheese from Flaming Tree Barbecue in Animal Kingdom. Oh,
I am so hungry. I am so hungry.
I might have to go pick up some a pork butt from HEB tomorrow just to. If I wasn't going on vacation, we're getting rid of all of our food before we leave on Monday, so I'm not cooking anything else. Yeah, Sunday will be 3 meals of breakfast, lunch, and dinner dining out. But yeah, it's hard to pick. But
honestly, there's just so many. Like another one that I mentioned, shout out to Sarah Allen from FTJ, who introduced me to the pretzel, the cream cheese stuffed pretzel at Launching Bay at Tomorrowland in Magic Kingdom. I'd never had it before. I just had it during the summit I was just at. and I was beyond happy. So good. So there's just, so all in all, you know, we're talking about these prices, we're talking about, you know, value and visual appeal and taste. The great thing is you can try all of them with the Disney dining plan.
You really can.
Who cares about the price? You really only care about the taste. Let's be real. You want to enjoy what you're eating, right? And you get that. You get variety. That too. Yeah. But you get to try all these different things. You get to bring some home if you want to. You get to stack them if you want to. But you're able to have a good variety of options. So, you know, because I originally thought, oh, like Mickey Ashken bar, popcorn, water bottle. Like it was very basic, but there's so much. So take advantage. I completely 100% totally see the value of a Disney dining plan. And you know what's the best part? Is you don't have to worry about paying for it while you're on the trip. You've already paid for it.
Preach it.
That's amazing. You get to go on like a trip and it's as close to quote unquote all-inclusive as you can get with Disney, because unless you want to pay for something extra like merchandise, which, hello, everything else is taken care of. It's great. It's fantastic. It's the way to do it. Thank you, Disney, for bringing back the Disney dining plan.
Especially if you do the the table service dining plan. I immediately looked at the steak every single meal.
$35 for a steak, not my problem. The dining plan's taking care of that. Wait,
this prime rib is $47? Okay.
Le Cellier all day, every day.
Cali Grill for me. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing, and we didn't talk about it with dining plan, which we should do an episode just on the dining plan. Some of the more expensive restaurants do cost 2 credits instead of 1.
Correct.
So I think, but I have the totals on.
Oh, let's do it.
So coming in at number 3 with a score of 15 is the blueberry mousse.
Nice.
And I would like to, I would like to retro. We're giving the egg rolls a 5. We're forgetting about my doctor. We're forgetting about my doctor. We're putting
egg rolls in there. If you're listening to this, Brooks's doctor, don't judge.
So we're throwing that in there. Number 2, which this had votes for multiple people, the Mickey bar, coming in at 17.5.
Thank God that did not make number 1.
So, and because we did differentiate that, my Dole Whip was the original, yours was the coconut. So those points were not combined. So number 1, which I was surprised, is the blue or green milk at the milk stand. So that is Mouse Ears Podcast favorite snack is the blue or green milk, Steph.
I am shocked. Don't get me wrong. I do enjoy the blue milk. I do enjoy it. Not the green one, the blue. Is it my go-to? But hey, listen, Brooks, you enjoy it. For the Mouse Ears Podcast, when you go to Disney this weekend.
Now we're going to have to make a trip to Hollywood Studios just to get the milk.
Because I think wait, what parks were you going to?
All of them but Hollywood Studios. Because we're going to the park Saturday, Sunday, and we were planning on like quickly going on safari and then driving home Monday.
When are you supposed to arrive? Yeah.
Oh, we're getting there late Friday.
Yeah.
So, Kelsey, I'm sorry. I may have to make a quick trip to Hollywood Studios.
Well, I mean, you can always, you know, do it the next trip too, but it is okay. So, we are over an hour, and I think we should be like Ronto and wrap this up.
Oh.
See what I did there? Dad joke.
That was good.
Well, folks, that just about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group and our TikTok page for all the episode details. If you're interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneystravel.com and let them know that the podcast sent you. Lastly, if you like listening to us, which if you made it this far, you definitely like listening to us, we would love for you to leave us a review wherever you get your podcast needs. Until next episode, thanks everyone. May the force be with you.
And also with you. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Mini moons.